Storm Debbie dropping heavy rain over the southeast part of the country. Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas all getting drenched. Justin Greeny is with North Carolina Emergency Management.
A lot of lessons, of course, been learned through our response to Hurricanes Matthew and Florence, and we use those in making life-saving decisions and resource allocation decisions.
So far, there have been at least 4 deaths from the storm, including 2 children. Vice President Kamala Harris said to make history again today by naming her running mate in her race to become president, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator and retired astronaut Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as the top contenders. Harris is expected to appear with her new number 2 at a rally in Pennsylvania tonight. Overseas, an attack by 2 rockets on the Al Asad air base in western Iraq with several injured. Authorities still assessing the damage and who may be responsible. This is ABC News. All the crash overnight in Florida. 4 people are dead, 6 others injured after a car slammed into a canal in Palm Beach County. Cause is under investigation. At the Summer Olympics, Brazilian gymnast Roberta Andrade took gold in the floor exercise. Bestie Simone Biles with a silver medal, who was followed by Jordan Childs, winning bronze. Jordan Childs claimed third place after her coach challenged her original score. Judges awarding an extra tenth of a point, earning her the bronze. Then a moment of true sportsmanship. Both Childs and Biles bowing to Andrade during the medal ceremony.
It was just the right thing to do.
Triathlon mixed relay went on as planned, despite international concerns over water quality. Team USA taking silver in a head-to-head sprint to the finish against Germany. ABC's Andrew Dimber. In Schaumburg, Illinois, outside Chicago, workers cut through the walls of multiple stores overnight to get into a jewelry shop, stealing $1.5 million in merchandise. Happened at the Woodland Mall Friday morning. I'm Derek Tennessee, ABC News.
Who are competent in their field.
So, Sam, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people.
A low of 61 in the night, showers and thunderstorms at times. A bit of sunshine later on Tuesday at a high of 72. Patchy fog possible Tuesday night and a low of 53. Wednesday partly cloudy and nice, a high of 78. Mild with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, 78. And 74 Friday with more clouds and cooler conditions and a 30% chance for spotty showers by midday.
Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The first cases of West Nile virus infections in Wisconsin this year have turned up in a would-be blood donor in Washington County and a dead bird in Chippewa. It means infected mosquitoes are transmitting the virus to people and animals. So I had 150 people that need woodcutting matches are out of a job. These FBL reports. Wisconsin Veneer and Plywood were two, and Goodman Veneer and Lumber Company informed the Wisconsin Department of Workforce before Development that they would close their service to terminate all employees Friday. She said, give me 6 packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. And slip away.
Yeah. And you slip away. Six-game lead in the NL Central Division. The Pirates are now in second. I think NFL, the Packers practice all week before they compete against the Browns Saturday night. The Badgers offense had a good day. They're practicing the pads of Houston. The quarterback, Howie Van Dyke, his best performance yet. They have some deep balls. Head coach Luke Fickle, it's always going to be a winner.
It's always going to be somebody who'll win. That's the out of the nature of the game.
And LA Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, still on the floor. The evidence of cheating and science is in Michigan.
Set allegations. So for me, he's got to work.
You know, I was cleaning my apartment, had that on the background, and it just got so interesting. It takes skill to do that.
When you're that easily entertained, you will always have something to watch.
Well, any sport. I'll watch any sport there is.
Yeah, fencing's tough. It's a skill, no question. Like diving is.
Yeah.
And I just don't find it that thrilling to watch. I love my country. Obviously, I hope they do well. I love the track and field events.
He was driving
home. I love
home
the gymnastics. I think what gymnasts
in his
do
beat
is
up Pontiac, when an old lady flagged him down,
insane.
Her Mercedes
but
had a flat. He could see that she was frightened, standing out there in
watched basketball yet?
Till he said,
that's
I'm here to
no,
help
that's
you,
true
man.
Entertainment right
by the way,
okay,
my name
we just have the best squad.
She said, I'm
it's
from
like Dream Team
St. Louis,
Louis.
And I'm only passing through.
It is.
I must have seen 100 cars
I love watching
this
people.
Is all from
right.
nice
it
of
is
me.
Great.
When he changed the tire and closed her trunk and was about to drive away, she said, how much do I owe
you?
Here's what he had
to
say.
You
don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. And someone wants help me out. Change from a $100 bill. The lady slipped right out the door.
They were here about
on a napkin left note.
There's so much fun.
There were tears
like,
in the waitress' eyes. She read what
yeah.
she
he sits
wrote.
In the chair and sings. But he's like,
don't owe me a thing.
Like, man, he's just passionate. I'm bringing it
there
from
too.
The chair. I love that. That
someone
Adam's
wants
to
help me out. Just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do.
National
don't let the chain.
I am really excited about that because, contrary to popular opinion, I wear underwear quite a bit. I do.
That's a good thing to know.
I'm telling you.
That night when she got home,
I want to put this out there.
The waitress climbed in the bed. She
women,
was thinking about the money
guys
and what the ladies know had
this is
said.
A chance for women and men
as her
to tell us
lay
what
there
kind
sleeping.
Of underwear they like on
she
the opposite sex. If you're a girl, what kind of underwear do you like on guys?
Everything's
do you like a guy in boxers?
Right.
Tidy white.
I love you, Joe.
Boxers, tidy whites, long underwear, boxer briefs. What do you like on your guy? Fellas, what do you like on your but, you know, I mean, like those big underpants from the 50s, bikini, there's all kinds of different underwear. It's a celebration of undergarments. So tonight we are talking about vegetables. That is our question. Jump right in, folks. Let us know what you like. And it could be on your partner. It could be on the opposite sex. It could be on the same sex. If you go that way, that's totally fine, too. Let us know what you like. It's underwear talk on Nightlife. It's about time. Sherry checks in and says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Hi, Sherry. Great to have you with us tonight. Sherry says, that just makes, it makes you feel warm inside.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. So let us know what kind of underwear you like. It is National Underwear Day. And Conrad, why don't we start things
so
off here?
You
what do you
sailed
like,
away.
What do you like on a girl?
Like the intro
to
says to this thing.
Gray sky.
Watermelon flavor.
Important to us.
Thank you so much.
Country and community. WRCO FM 100.9.
Very funny comedian.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from the center,
WRCE.
Through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy called Pathway is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The deal with rent to own is that you don't own the thing.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain, knee pain that won't go away, maybe even facing a knee replacement, plantar fasciitis, foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic
okay,
of Muscadet.
That was your work money minute.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Desperately trying to get back into shape. Put on a few pounds and say, I'm ready. Just so. That's 5 years ago, and it's like, hey, I look pretty good. That only means I've gotten fat.
I don't think like Mel Gibson. So I thought, all right, perfect. Mel Gibson gets this movie. It's not gorgeous. It's probably like...
Well, you woke me from a dream about you. Just to say that you were leaving. I'm sleepy, but I thought that you said our love that would last forever is in. Well, before you walk out of my life, would you be especially
give it a shot. I can't recommend it. And I don't want to be one of those people.
Don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about it, darling. Don't you let my heart hear your footsteps walking out the door of my hopes and dreams. Don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say
And Mel Gibson stuff, it looks like they shot it all in 2 weeks.
Well, I see you writing something down.
Right. Bring in Mel Blue shirt. Jesus,
and
the shirt is next day.
Dress up. The tears in your eyes look a lot like mine. But I guess it's all for the better. Well, before we say our last goodbye. Baby, won't you hold me just one more time?
Watching Risky Business, it was like...
Don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about a darling. Don't you let my heart hear your footsteps walking out the door of my hopes and dreams. Don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Don't you say another word about a darling.
Let's hear a clip from our
leave me now before my heart finds
out. Who you are. Oh, you don't want to.
Tried to make it fast. One tear hit the hardwood. It fell like broken glass. She said sometimes love slips away and you just can't get it back. Let's face it.
Classic scene where Joel has his dance portion out in downtown Chicago. They get a high speed chase.
Second, she almost turned around, but that would be like pouring raindrops back into a cloud. So she took another step.
I thought it was makes don't it much more, you know, less
so
about,
he stumbles to the sink and pours it down the drain. He said, it's time to be a man and stop living for yesterday.
You
gotta face it.
This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. She's set to campaign in Wisconsin on Wednesday. We expect to see and hear a lot of military activity over Wisconsin in the next couple of weeks. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Does the annual Northern Lightning training exercise at Gulf Field? During this training, the Federal Aviation Administration has given the Wisconsin Air National Guard permission to fly at a supersonic speed. Flying F-35s and F-16s. Now, these jets are loud. The Wisconsin Air National Guard says you may even hear sonic booms. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Sapp, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. The Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez divorce has been injected with some actual Hollywood-style drama. According to Should Night, illicit videos of Lopez were found when the FBI raided Sean Lee's home properties 2 months ago. The former Death Row CEO pledged the FBI gave the videos to Affleck as a solid to prepare him in case the videos potentially went public. Knight is apparently basing this all on the timing of the issues between Affleck and Lopez. Holmes has been accused of crime-breaking, sex trafficking, and sexual assault. What are the effects of divorce for a middle-aged man? For Ben Affleck, he sought counsel from his ex-wife Jennifer Garner, who eventually had to excuse herself from being her ex's therapist. Affleck is also rocking a faux hawk like Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver. This all comes as TMZ reports that Affleck and Lopez are not speaking to each other. In the meantime, Ben Affleck will presumably be on the lookout for a new girl named Jen while looking like Travis Bickle. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Clouds and a lingering shower or two this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 70, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61. Nightline with Pete Schwabo.
I'm sitting in the theater.
station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Mayer on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Connell.
Connell.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was that old Trump.
Who said there's a correct?
Except it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Teach Wawa.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome writer, comedian, producer Tony Boswell. And from Radio 911 and Night at the Museum, the incredibly talented Thomas Lennon.
Nightlight with Peach Wawa. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Missed exciting entertainment with Pete? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Wawa podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, CivicMedia.us, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, here's your host, Pete Wawa.
It includes animated as well as live action.
Animated?
Yeah. I've seen like 2 episodes. I don't know. I just haven't gotten into it like I did the other Game of Thrones. Yeah. But I heard it's good, so I gotta go.
Well, I'm going down to Florida and get some sand in my shoe.
I just thought it was funny.
Or maybe California. And get some sand in my shoe. I'll ride that Orange Blossom Special.
All I saw is the title.
And lose these New York blues.
Go to the mall and be able to watch. Teddy Whitey's. It all comes back to underwear.
When are you going back to Florida?
When am I going back to Florida? I don't know. Don't reckon I ever will.
Ain't you worried about getting your nourishment in New York?
Oh, I don't care if I do that. Hey, talking about a rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about a trap. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that Orange Blossom Special.
This guy supposedly is not like the spotlight. And if that happened, that's nothing that Ben Affleck did. It's something that J-Lo did. If it's even true, this is Suge Knight, who I think is in jail. So who knows if it's
Destiny
true or not.
Destiny dreams of a big horse farm with a big white house and a great big barn. A little bit pony in her
front
yard.
But it's so weird, but they've been around dogs like standing ridiculous.
She's keeping her a diary and making her plans. And dishes on the floor to Disneyland. Destiny dreams.
But they just cannot out of the news. And supposedly, J-Lo loves them. She loves the spotlight. She's always tweeting.
Long brown hair.
Instagramming.
On her
Ben Affleck supposedly does not like
she's a brave little girl
being center
who believes she can fly like a shooting
whatever.
Star
but whatever
across the silent
like,
sky
under those
it's amazing
it.
How one tiny child can change your life
and she sings it.
There's music symphony and smile. This is Destiny song.
He's
urging you on.
Reaches out to his other.
rip in the sidecar. She loves to go fast as fast as she can. She's the number one all-time NASCAR fan. Mama says a prayer on a brand new day, and thanks the Lord for mysterious ways. She gives so much, but gets back so much more from her precious gift. She's living for. She loves every moment. Her path is clear.
Wear boxers, the bikini style. What do you like? That's our question tonight. You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and let us know. Sherry says, I can say what I don't like. Yeah, that's more.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud. Proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
That gets my motor running.
There's a site for
with football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com.
All right, so
service
like
it
ought to be. Here, because I'm excited about our next guest. I've known this guy for probably 30 years. As I mentioned earlier when we played a clip of his letter, he said, I've been out of touch with Tom over the years, but he is truly one of my favorite. And he's one of my favorite
you
people
hanging
based on the discussion
like
we've had. And one of my favorite comedians, he embodies.
I grew up in this little bitty town.
What a stand-up comedian is, like, in terms of, he's not...
You were swaying in the moonlight while the radio played, and I've had that song in my head all day.
Yeah. And a great deliverer of the jokes that he writes.
It was a sweet southern soulful thing that got me down deep.
Tom Ryan, Tom, how are you?
You caught me staring at you, but you smiled back at me.
As soon as I cut the lighting and all that, it's been years.
Listen,
that's a nice, what a very nice thing to do.
I've had that song in my head all day. I don't know what to say. I can't search in the radio. I just want to hear it. I can't watch that video. I got in my head a new wild boy dancing with the bed of a two-tone
boy. That made me laugh.
Here's how okay I'm doing. I'm not in my own apartment right now. I am cat sitting. That's my side gig. I'm a cat sitter. Yeah, I'm not, you know, comedy is, you know, comedy. I was singing
the 90s.
The 90s and 2000s. Now it's cat sitting.
Hey, listen, whatever it
is. Now, exactly. Now, here's the thing. I am right now cat sitting for Todd Berry's cat. So I get on the subway, grab my laptop, come down here, feed the cat, you know, 10 or 11 in the morning, hang out with my laptop, maybe go to the library, do something during the day. I just fed the cat, I'll do your podcast back to my go. And Todd Barrett's cat's famous because he did his last show He did it on YouTube, but it's got, so many hits. And the last 5 minutes is nothing but him joking about his cat with a slideshow. So that's his pet. So that cat might go up there. But anyway, my own place, 600 square foot studio apartment. 300 by 2. And it was a horrible place to live. It's like putting a dartboard. That's the new thing. So thank you. Library at the corner of 42nd Street and 5th Avenue is a building that takes up an entire block in Midtown Manhattan. Now, I tell people I have an office in Midtown. They go, no way. I go, yeah, it's free. It's a writing room. You can go in there. There can be 100 people in there, using their laptop, doing whatever. It is the best environment. And I kick myself for not taking advantage of it often enough. I don't do it that often, but when I do, I go, why do I not do this all the time?
It's great. Before I had a laptop, Tom, I would go into a library with a legal pad and write my scripts out longhand. There's something about the atmosphere there that's better than a coffee shop or whatever. It's great.
It's magical.
Yeah.
And they have lists in the lobby. They have a list and samples of the books that have been written in the reading room at the New York Public Library. And it's impressive. And it's like I said, it's a magical place. So that's how. And I'm trying to, I'm doing what I can. You know how it is. We got into this thinking, work hard for 5 to 10 years. The rest of it takes care of it itself. You have to reinvent every few years. And so that's what I'm in the process of doing. I'm finally pulling the ripcord. I'm going to try to get into the cruise ships and the corporate gigs, stuff like that. But I'm trying to get back to being full time.
Good for you, Tom. It's interesting you say Todd Berry, because I remember Todd when I did Caroline's Comedy Hour in 1994. I was there with my buddy Jimmy Pardo. And Todd, Pardo and I did separate episodes, if I remember. And Todd Berry might have been on his, but I thought, oh, this guy is hilarious. And we still talk to Todd from our moment. It's so funny that you guys are friends, because you both just are that quintessential stand-up. Bells and whistles, just really solid stand-up comedy. So it does not surprise me at all that you guys are friends.
We started together in Florida. I saw Todd Berry the second time ever on stage. And I knew, I go, this guy is going to be great. And he, right now, the reason I'm down here in Palm City for a few days, back and forth, being the cat, he did a Tonight Show about 2 months ago where he did an entire set about his cat. So they got the idea. Then send him out to the Pasadena Cat Show convention and just have him wander around the convention, roll tape. So they're apparently, he just finished it, and they're putting together a thing that's going to air on the Tonight Show within, I guess, a couple weeks. But you know how quick Todd is with his ad-libs and all that. It'll be a great segment, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that. I didn't know he was a Florida guy, but he... You started in West Palm Beach, and I was introduced to you. I worked walking with Dan Whitney, with who became blue Larry eyes, the Cable Guy. Little black dress with the blue sky high. He introduced me to me like one. Just he her type. With, all she got me thinking is, oh my. I mean, he was really great. It was very, always indebted, and I kept in touch with him for a long time. I haven't talked to him in a while, but he introduced me to you. I realized what a nice little scene it was down in West Palm Beach. You guys had a nice little problem going. Was that a good place to start?
It was great. I had just moved down from Philadelphia. I quit my job, moved down from Philadelphia. And the job I moved down for, it fell through. They sold the company, so I was high and dry. And I got another day job, and then took a doorman job at the Comedy Corner. And I saw Cable Guy and Greg Schwemm, a local Chicago members back in Chicago now. I saw those two she doing amateur nights on the radio station. I thought, oh man, there's comedy scene here. I'm going to get into it. And right at that time, the Comedy Corner opened, and I applied for a job as a doorman, and they accepted me. And it was the best job I ever had because it ended up being an incredible club. I used to drive over to Dan Whitney's place, knock on his door. He was still living with his parents. Hi, Mrs. Whitney. Hi, Mr. Whitney. It's Dan Paul. And we would drive down to Miami and do 5 minutes on a Tuesday night open mic. And then a few months after that, the Comedy Center started their open mic. It was Todd Barry, Dennis Regan, and Larry the Cable Guy, Carrot Top, Phil Tagg.
Hey, Tom, hold that thought. Let's pick up right there. We're going to do a quick thing here. Tom Ryan is here, ladies and gentlemen. Like Tom Ryan and Tina David Letterman. We'll pick exactly up with Tom say. After this. This is Peach Wobba and Nightlight on Civic Media. Great.
News from the center, WRCE. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the SEC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Don't you wish your wife came in the morning again?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not pet that pet.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but pre-diabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse pre-diabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council for Pre-Diabetes Awareness.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To make my dinner, home from work, helping with my homework. Don't know how she had it in her. Just her and me, we're a family. She
Sherry
was an angel.
Sherry checks out of the screen that says, I love my library. In fact,
I would be who I am today if it wasn't for a woman like her.
And he had a million people to choose from. said, all right, folks, are you ready? This next gentleman is a very good friend of mine. I've known him since the early 2000s. When we both used to live in L.A., and I remember back then I said to him, I guarantee you that I will get to perform at Carnegie Hall before you ever do. And I picked up like 20 minutes, so that did really well. And that was just a fun night. So that's, I love living here.
That's great. Gary Goldman, yes, if you're listening, he has a great fan. I highly recommend people reading about how they name mistakes, how they abbreviate mistakes.
the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.